This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Russian military police began patrols on part of the Syrian border Wednesday, quickly moving to implement an accord with Turkey that divvies up control of northeastern Syria. In Washington, U.S. President Donald Trump says there is a great outcome in northern Syria.
Early this morning, the government of Turkey informed my administration that they would be stopping combat and their offensive in Syria and making the ceasefire permanent, and it will indeed be permanent. However, you would also define the word permanent in that part of the world as somewhat questionable. We all understand that. But I do believe it will be permanent.
As a result, he says he's lifting sanctions on Turkey, but issuing a warning at the same time.
Should Turkey fail to honor its obligations, including the protection of religious and ethnic minorities, which I truly believe they will do, we reserve the right to reimpose crippling sanctions.
But not all of the American troops are leaving Syria.
We've secured the oil, and therefore a small number of U.S. troops will remain in the area where they have the oil. And we're going to be protecting it, and we'll be deciding what we're going to do with it in the future.
Not everyone in Washington is celebrating. At a hearing on Syria, House Foreign Affairs Chairman Democrat Elliot Engel says President Trump has given American enemies a gift.
It's safe to say ISIS is celebrating President Trump's foreign policy right now. He's handed them their biggest victory in over 4 years, but they're not the only ones rejoicing. Assad regime forces in Syria, backed by Iran and Russia, are now filling the vacuum left by America's withdrawal.
Meanwhile, Iraq says the U.S. troops leaving Syria must be out of their country in 4 weeks. From Washington, this is VOA News. EU leaders are considering whether to give Britain a three-month Brexit extension. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says if they do so, he will call an election by Christmas. Police in southeastern Britain say 39 people were found dead inside a truck container believed to have come from Belgium. Reuters' Maha Albadrawi has details.
A grisly discovery in the middle of the night, and now a murder investigation. Police have discovered 39 bodies inside a cargo truck container at an industrial park in Essex, England. One teenager and the rest adults. The driver, who has not been publicly identified, is under arrest. Essex's Deputy Chief of Police, Pippa Mills.
At this stage, we have not identified where the victims are from or their identities, and we anticipate this could be a lengthy process.
While it's not yet clear who the dead are, it is believed that the truck's trailer travelled from Belgium and docked in the UK early on Wednesday morning.
That's Reuters' Maha Albadrawi reporting. The impeachment inquiry of U.S. President Donald Trump continues today with testimony from a high-ranking Pentagon official. On Tuesday, the top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine gave a detailed account of Mr. Trump's demands on the country. AP's Tim McGuire has more.
William Taylor, the top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine, kept a day-by-day account of President Trump's alleged back-channel effort to force Ukraine's president to investigate the Democrats and potential 2020 opponent Joe Biden. Taylor's lengthy opening statement obtained by the AP lays out the involvement of Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani and current ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland, California Democrat Eric Swalwell.
A detailed account of what he saw in his service in Ukraine as it related to this shakedown scheme.
White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham calls the impeachment inquiry a smear campaign by, quote, far-left lawmakers and radical unelected bureaucrats. She adds there was no quid pro quo. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Mechanical and design issues contributed to the crash of a Lion Air 737 MAX jet last October. Reuters' Emily Withers reports.
It's been a year-long wait for answers for next of kin of the victims killed in the Lion Air jet crash. Families gathered to hear explanations by Indonesian investigators ahead of the release of a final report. 189 people died on the Lion Air 737 MAX jet shortly after it took off from Jakarta. The 737 MAX was grounded worldwide after a second deadly crash in Ethiopia 5 months later in March. Investigators told victims' families in the closed-door briefing that mechanical and design issues contributed to the Indonesian crash.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither, and I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.